how will Hanes afford a $37 million renovation to shore up the failing LUTAC dock? It's a question that came up at this week's assembly meeting. The assembly was asked to give its support to the LUTAC dock repair option preferred by the Planning Commission and the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Those two groups chose a design called Option 1A from a list of choices drawn up by R&M engineers earlier this year. It's $37 million and would pay for encapsulation of the existing cells and reclamation of several cells that have been partially excavated. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan said if the Assembly supports the $37 million option, it doesn't mean the borough is committing to that project. It just means they'll use that design as they apply for funding.
It's a very difficult place to be in because we have to look at what we're going to do with LUTAC. And the Planning Commission and Ports and Harbor both were recommending 1A, even though that wasn't really what we were shooting for. But it's a good plan if you get outside funding. It's not a good plan if we don't get outside funding because we can't afford it. I don't even know how we would start to afford the $37 million.
So far, the borough has applied for one federal grant. If it were to be approved, the grant would put a $5 million dent in the total cost. Taking out a revenue bond could be another avenue to pay for the dock, but Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart said that too would only be a drop in the bucket. She said, based on the revenue LUTAC dock currently generates, it may only qualify for a between $3 and $5 million bond. A general obligation bond could be another option. Those types of bonds are normally paid for by increases in property or sales taxes, which would be subject to a public vote. For now, the Assembly unanimously voted to support Design 1A, with the understanding that the borough may have to fall back on a cheaper option if funding is scarce. The least expensive design drawn up by R&M would replace the dock with berthing dolphins, similar to the new ferry terminal. Even that carries a steep price tag, $21 million. Assemblymember Heather Lendy said the borough needs to make LUTAC Dock its top priority.
This isn't, a library addition or the coastal trail or whatever. This is something that we have to have. Yeah. And it depends, on the economy and the welfare of the town. And I feel kind of a big sense of urgency that this is something we're required to fix, and we've got to figure out how.
An engineer's report from a few years ago said LUTAC Dock is living on borrowed time. The dock is Hanes' connection to groceries and fuel shipments. In Hanes, I'm Emily Files.